Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. I hope you enjoyed that show last episode. My friend Nathan Falangas came on. That guy is so modest. I kept trying to talk him up and he kept on being modest. But like, you go over to his YouTube channel and he has some shows that have millions of views. It's incredible. If you haven't seen that and you're interested in video content, I would really encourage you to check that one out. If you want to reach out to me with any questions, comments, you can find me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. If you want to email me, you can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can also see the show live streaming 12 p.m. Pacific time on Cross Politic channels and on How to Build a Tent channels. And we're on YouTube too. So it releases every weekday, 12 p.m. on YouTube. And don't forget about the business plan contest that will be finishing up at the end of this month. So you got about a month left. For those of you who are wanting to enter, start, continue, don't give up. I know it's a lot of hard work, but it's going to pay off. For those of you who have an idea that are looking for a business, which is kind of what we're going to be talking about today on the show, that just because you have an idea does not mean that you have a business, or just because you have a product doesn't mean you're going to have a successful business. We're going to talk about that today. But going back to the contest, if you have an idea and you want to make it a business, or you have a business and you've never done a business plan is great to have throughout your business's life because you can update it and it keeps you on track and it helps you set goals. And then also, if you are working in a big corporate job and you just want to do a project to get to know your company more in the different areas and how the whole thing works, and you want to get to know people and network, maybe you're looking to do a career switch and you're not sure where to go, this could be a great opportunity to get to meet people, to find out what they do, and maybe spark some interest in a new career path for yourself. Just a great way to get to become successful, just with your business, with your career. So I'd really encourage you to consider that, pray about it, and hurry up on it because you're going to need this whole rest of the month to do it. And if you started and you haven't got back to it, or you had an idea but you've just kind of put it off, stop procrastinating and get to it. Successful people have disciplined themselves not to procrastinate. So do not do that. Get on it. I was reading an article today that we are going to get into, but I just remembered we also have to talk about that we're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com and become a member. We got a bunch of members over the last couple of weeks. If you put in HTBT, just like it says on this mug, you'll get a free mug when you subscribe, including all of the other great benefits that you get. You get so many other benefits. And most of all, you are coming alongside of us as we are proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. I was reading an article in Medium magazine, or a Medium publication at the website. I don't have magazines. I haven't purchased a magazine in a long time. I was reading an article on their website, and it was a guy writing about Seinfeld, and he was equating Seinfeld with some tech industries and then applying it to all of business. And he had some good points, but when he starts applying a truth in one industry to all other industries, you can get into trouble if you don't understand the nuances in the industry that you're using as an example, and then the industries that you are applying that example to. You can get into big trouble, and we're going to get into that today. And what he started off by as an example is Jerry Seinfeld. And I love Jerry Seinfeld. He is hilarious. I love the Seinfeld show. I love his cars with coffee. I love his stand-up. Everything he does, I think, is just absolutely genius. But that's neither here nor there. And I love that saying. I want to use that more. It's neither here nor there. I'm not even sure what that means, but I really like it. The author was talking about how Jerry Seinfeld had a young up-and-coming guy, a comedian, come up to him and say, "What do I need to do to be found? What do I need to do to grow my career, to get hooked up in the industry?" And the author, now I don't know if this is true or not, if he did, if this is a true story or not, but says that Jerry Seinfeld hates that question. And Jerry says, just work on your act. And if your act is good, all that other stuff is just going to fall into line, which may be true in the comedy circuit. I'm not sure. I've never done the comedy circuit. I'm not funny, as a lot of you know, on this podcast. But I know that that advice may be good for the comedian world, for comedians trying to be up and coming. But it can be really dangerous when you start applying that to other fields, because a business is more than just a product. And we're going to get into that. But just to further expound on this, again, I don't know the comedic world, that industry whatsoever, but Jerry Seinfeld does have an agent. He also has a manager, and he also has a publicist, which, if you could equate it, I know they're not perfectly transferable, but that's basically like having someone as a COO running your operations, having a CEO as your manager, overseeing what you are doing, what acts you're doing, what commercials you're doing, what publicity you do, what interviews you do. And the publicist is like a chief marketing officer. So in effect, he is more than just his act, or otherwise he wouldn't need all these other people to be working, his people, quote unquote. Man, it'd be cool to just have people. Maybe it wouldn't, I don't know. And you think about it, is that Jerry Seinfeld is the product, and that's true. He should be focusing on that, but that is not all that it takes to be successful. And I don't want you to be thinking that as well. And I know that it can be tempting to do that, because I get a lot of people who reach out to me that have a great idea and think that they're going to make millions and millions of dollars with this idea. If only they could just get the money to make it, it would just magically sell itself. And I know that that isn't true, even in entertainment, even in the comedic world, because successful people like Jerry Seinfeld have people doing the managing, doing the publicist, making contracts with the agents. There's so much that goes into being successful beyond just doing something well. You might have a great product, but you might not have a good business fit for it. You might not find the right people to buy that good product that would be interested in it, and it can all fall apart. So going back to the heart of the argument and what he's saying, and I get it. Like, you should be working on improving yourself, developing yourself, improving day by day. If you have a product, you should be innovating and looking for more ways to find a fit. But the problem is that not everyone is in the business of making a high quality product. I mean, like, for example, the podcasting world, in my podcast, I need to have a high quality product or you won't listen, or you won't share the show with a friend, which you guys do, and I appreciate that. And also, share the show if you're watching live on Facebook, Twitter, or Periscope. But if we didn't have a better product, if I didn't get better and better at speaking to you, if I didn't get better and better at lighting, at sound, then you wouldn't watch. You would go away. You wouldn't share with a friend. Then the show would die off into a dark, cold place, and I would be like embarrassed and crying, and then my wife would have to comfort me. But so I try to get better. So I totally understand the merit of that. I mean, even if you saw the show yesterday, I really encourage you to see. It was a really fascinating interview, just talking about video and filmography and those things. That there were things, just because I don't have a lot of guests on the show in person, and I could just start seeing things that I need to improve on, that I need to tweak, that I need to get better. And we should all be doing that in our company, not just with our products, but our processes. But don't think that that's all it takes, because it doesn't. And especially because in business, your goal necessarily is not to have the best product all the time. What do I mean by that? Because you're always mad. You're always saying, like, you need to be providing the best quality and you need to be doing that. But yeah, but quality comes into different shapes and forms, right? Because you might not be trying to be a high-end product. You might be the low-quality product. In other words, you might be trying to be the cost leader, the cheapest product. You might have a dinky product that doesn't do as much, doesn't last as long as a much more expensive product, but that's okay, Because as a business person, as a business leader, as an entrepreneur, as a small business, you're not necessarily looking to make the best product. You're looking for the best fit for the people you are advertising to. When you do your market research for your business plan, for your company that you work for, and you identify who's the customer you're going after, the target customer, you want to find the product that's the best fit for them, not necessarily the best product that's out there. You could build the best product in the world, but it might cost $1 million, but your target customer can only afford a $10 product. So you don't have the best product for your customer. And if you just focused like this author was saying, like you do in comedy or maybe even in podcasting, where you just focus on your product and make it better and better and it'll just sell itself. Well, if you already have a product that's overpriced for your target audience, then no matter how much you focus on making a better product, you're still not gonna sell more. You're still not gonna be successful because you don't have the right target fit. And I think that, I hope that really just sheds light to you that you gotta be careful when you read articles online or when you are thinking yourself that some truth in one industry just automatically transfers to all other areas of business, because it doesn't. And you really have to understand the nuances of the industry that you're drawing the example from and applying it to. And you need to be aware of that when you read articles on Medium or wherever you do, that not all examples hold true in every case. And I hope that's a good example of it. And another example I was just using, it was funny because I've been watching some old like Revolutionary War films and things like that while I've been doing other work. And like an example of it is if you had a business or an idea or a product where you're selling guillotines, you know, the things where people would get executed from, like you could build the best guillotine in the world and you could just be focusing on building that product, but no one uses guillotines anymore. So there was obviously a big gap in something where you thought that that was going to be successful. You made the best one in the world. Maybe you did. Maybe there's no other guillotine like it in the world. But no one uses them anymore. Governments don't use them anymore. And that should be another example for you that it's so much more than just having a good product. Business is so much more than that. And there's a big danger of doing those things. And another point I wanted to a big danger doing those things, that's kind of aloof. I mean, doing those things meaning that there's danger in thinking that all you need to do is focus on a product because that's all that a very successful comedian did, and then just using that to transfer to your business. Business is so much more. It is more than a product. It is using your marketing research. It is using your legal connections. It's using your strategic thinking. It's identifying the market and economic trends. And all of those things have to come together. And you can't just put your head down and focus on one aspect of any of it. But that's one of the beauties of starting business. That's one of the challenges, the art of being an entrepreneur or running a big business, is how do you create synergetic relationships with all of those different elements that you need to be successful? Because if you break down in just one of those areas, you are going to be in big trouble. And another aspect of that too is this overlooks, and again, I don't know if Jerry thinks this or just the writer made this up, but if it is true that all that Jerry thinks that you need to do to be successful is focus on your product, you're overlooking so many things that have been given to you or that are made available to you that are important as well. And if you just take the comedian, the comedic industry, if you just look at that, there's so much infrastructure that has to be in place for you to be successful, not just working on your product. If you're a comedian that never leaves his house and doesn't go on the internet, that doesn't go to comedy clubs, that doesn't sell their stuff to, I don't know, if you rent out a auditorium, if you don't do those things, then you're not going to be successful either, no matter how funny you are, because no one's going to see you. No one's going to know to come to your house and to find you. Or even if you do rent out a auditorium, or you do buy a website and put your material on YouTube, how are people going to find out about you? There's so much infrastructure, there's so much that has to be combined with the product itself to be successful. And this is true in business as well. You can have the best product in the world, but if you can't get it out to people that you're selling it to tell them about it, to create demand, remember, demand is the willingness to buy and the ability. If you can't find people to have demand for your product, no matter how high of a quality it is, you are not going to be successful in that. It rarely pays to be narrowly focused, but you have to be leveraging all of the multiple skills, the abilities, the opportunities, the people, the contacts that you have, the team that you have, and using all of that. Now, you can focus on all of that to improve and to get better, and that is what makes businesses more competitive, especially when you get bigger and there's you're kind of out of that stage of growth and you're more in that stage where you are just continuing that slow growth, 2-3% a year or whatever it is, where you need to find ways to increase profits if you're a publicly traded company, where you improve processes, you cut costs. And those are the times to just be focusing on those things. But you have to find that synergy in the groups, in the plural, the all those multiple different elements that go into business. Do not think that you have a business just because you have a product. I don't want to hear any more emails coming to me that you have the next $1 billion idea and all it is a product. I want you to email me with a $1 billion idea with a business plan, because that means that you are focusing on all of those different areas. With that, if you have any questions about that, about a business, product, or an idea, I'd be more than happy to hear it. I'm just kidding. I will take all your emails and I read all of them. And if you have any questions, please reach out to me, Matt, How to Build a Tent. You can find me on all the social media sites at How to Build a Tent. Give me a follow. Give me a like. Don't forget about that business plan. You still have time if you haven't started. You'll just have to put in a lot of work, but it will pay off. And again, if you don't meet it by the deadline, you won't be able to get the free interview with free advertising and the swag bag full of HGBT stuff, but I will still review it and help you and give you my thoughts and criticisms, because I do want to make you successful. That's not just a catchy slogan. Also, be looking for more interviews coming. I just got really excited about finding I have a friend who is actually going to be on the show pretty quickly, or who's on the show already, but will be making a return appearance. He was telling me about some great technology that's going to really improve the audio. And so for some of you have been asking and wondering, why don't I have more people on as interviews? And you might be saying, oh, he probably just likes to hear himself talk. But I actually hate to hear myself talk. And I love having people on. So I'm really excited about that, because, you know, I'm out on an island. And it really helps to use technology to your advantage. So be looking forward to more great business people, successful people that are going to be sharing their wealth of knowledge with you to help you be successful as well. With that, we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.